I'm trying to make these broken narratives out of pre-existing media streams to make my own truth, but it's also a very broken truth, and it's not didactic in any way. It's not trying to be one truth. It's only reflecting. My name is Emile Zeal. I'm an artist, filmmaker, performer from Melbourne, Australia. And what I do is based around reusing, reformatting, manipulating media, broadcasts, transmissions, communication, culture, and returning that into a new state, turning that into a new form, commenting on it, filtering it, sifting out what I want, and releasing it back into the stream of images. The premise of Liquid Architecture this year is the ear is a brain, and my involvement is part of this talk series at Clemenger Auditorium on the 25th. And I think I'm deliberately moving away from this idea of talk, deliberately moving to a different zone of music and performance. Often the process is built around a number of different factors, so it actually starts off very loose. I'm quite disconnected. I try not to judge myself. I try not to pre-set anything. It involves visiting the venue, talking to people. It's a great moment when nothing is set and you've got this floating chaos, sort of almost this anxiety-ridden moment where you're trying to figure out, okay, what the hell am I going to do in 3 months? And you just wait for things to settle. I think it's the same in making a film or making a performance. You wait for the right things to come to the surface. It's hard to talk about a performance which isn't crystallized yet, and the nature of performance is chaotic, and that's the appeal of it, because it is so dangerous and you're on the edge of meaning and on the edge of technology. Everything has to work. That's why I'm attracted to it as well. Also, bodies are complicated. People can relate to a screen, people can relate to images in some way, but having a body relating to images in front of you complicates things. And that's what I think a lot of my performance work is about, is having these images, having these presentations, and then complicating things by putting a body in the middle of it, or using a body to, you know, move close to an audience member and take a selfie with them with a rock, or using post-it notes to recreate cinema history. These short performances that usually cover a few different ideas and use hybrid, kind of low-tech media forms. So I find within the kind of democracy of image making, everyone can make an image. It's nothing to make an image these days. Yeah, I find great interest or value or power within trying to isolate certain images or trying to understand why certain images have power. Why do some images transmit themselves kind of effortlessly throughout the networks? I do find myself, I do feel like I am somehow searching for some sort of remnant of something within this media footage. I find it to be so plastic and so trash and so empty, yet I'm trying to find the poetry in it. I'm trying to find something resonant about the human experience. I mean, that sounds so lofty and impossible, but yeah. In some ways, I think I'm digging through all this media crap to find a sacred site.